Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah. BXY Mornings on the number one hip music station, 98 BXY.
Oh, sometimes, 'cause I get
a time for the vibe check this morning on PXY. It is June 17th. You got Moose, you got Breezy, and we're just... those good vibes. Look at everyone knocking at the door this Tuesday morning. Who's here? Breeze, where's our friends at?
What are you guys doing? What's everybody up to? Let's see. Our friend Megan is here.
What's up, Meg?
Megan says, good... excuse me. Good morning, Moose and Breezy. I am feeling good this morning because today I am going on my first date in 5 years.
Oh, wow. All right. Let's time to get after it, Megan. We like to see it. We love to hear it. Where are you going?
Where are you going? What you doing? Who you hanging with?
We got to send some good vibes out for the first date.
Yes.
Maybe let's make love tonight.
Or maybe don't make love tonight. Yeah, so there's that for Megan. We also have our girl Kaylee weighing in. What's Kaylee up, said...
Cakes. Kaylee Cakes in the house.
Hey, guys. Love the show. Feeling good today because tomorrow is Friday for me. And I'm excited for that 3-day week.
That's what's up.
It's Friday for quite a few people. I mean, if you're going to have Thursday off, why come back? You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, not me.
Just take it off.
Not me. See you.
See you later.
Love you. Bye. I feel that way about Wednesdays and Tuesdays too. You know, if you're gonna have those days off,
I know. So. That's so true.
or at least take Monday.
I'm telling you right now. Anytime in my life I've had a Monday off, I'm so much more productive the remainder of those 4 days.
I know.
During the week, and I think I speak for a lot of people when I say that. And there's a lot of companies that have implemented that into their culture at their company. I'm like, you know, the 4-day work week, that's where it's at.
Yeah.
That's where it's at.
And that's on period. This person says, good morning. I'm in my good vibes because I got a new kitten last night. She's a lover. Aww. Have a good day, guys.
So allergic.
And this person says, I'm in my bad vibes because your transmitter is not okay. Guys, we're working on it. We're doing our best.
We understand that the signal's a little weak on our end because our tower blew up again, but we're running on a backup. It's being fixed. Engineering is on the problem. We know what's happening. We apologize.
It's running out of battery pack, so.
It's Bluetooth.
Oh, goodness. Yep. So what about you, Vibes?
It's going to be a really nice day today. The vibes are through the roof. You know why? Because it's Taco Tuesday, and I'm going to get a margarita tonight.
I love that for you.
With salt. You got to get the salt on the rim.
Got to do it. Got to do it.
Feeling pretty good, though. You know what I made for dinner last night? Not what? That anyone cares.
What did you make?
I don't know. I was just in a good mood. I made some really good stuffed peppers.
That's your go-to dish.
Yeah, your boy can cook. Change it up.
He makes like three things. He's like, I'm a chef.
That's not true. I make it.
Actually, that's not true. I mean, I did have your stuffed peppers. They were very good.
I make a little bit of everything. Baked ziti, salmon. What's up with you? What did you make for dinner?
I get my meals pre-made, so I don't need to cook.
Who pre-makes them?
Can't say it on the air. Legally can't say it.
You and your girlfriend don't cook?
No, we have pre-made meals. I have a meal kit service from a very well-known meal kit service here in Rochester. And if you need to know the name, you can DM me at Breezy on Air.
Since when?
Since always. I've never...
I thought you guys were like cooking. I thought you guys cooked.
No, I cook the meal prep.
You guys never just go shopping and make a cooked meal?
No. We did in like January, but no.
Oh, okay.
No,
all right, I guess.
It's just easier that way, and it's delish.
What's that cost per month?
Less than it would cost for groceries.
Well, I'm sure, but what are you paying a month? 100 something?
A month? Yeah. No. Like, maybe like 120.
Yeah, I'm going to say. Yeah. I mean, how many meals are you getting?
24.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's probably a lot of sodium in them, huh? Keep them fresh.
Maybe, but I mean... It cuts out all of my prep and cooking time, so I would rather just work smarter, not harder.
Sure.
So, it's delicious. Had a little hibachi chicken last night.
Oh, hey-o. Look at you traveling the world.
I know. I'm so cultured.
You're such a jet setter. Well, coming up on the show, you guys, you got to be careful. There's a potential measles exposure here reported in Monroe County. We'll tell you where, how this happened, what kid is possibly responsible, and what the repercussions are going to be.
No more juice.
Poor kid has no idea what's going on.
No, he doesn't.
We'll talk to you.
My parents were supposed to do this. I don't know.
Oh, you know what? I'm feeling... Why don't we do it, Breeze? You want to give away Jonas Brothers tickets?
Sure.
585-252-9800. Caller 8 right now to win a pair of tickets to go see Jonas Brothers with Boys Like Girls on August 19th. And Empower Federal Credit Union Amphitheater. This is courtesy of Live Nation. Tickets go on sale Friday, you guys. We're going to give you a chance to win them before you can buy them. Caller 8 right now. Good luck.
Take PXY Mornings with you everywhere you go.
Listen to Moose and Breezy and follow in the free Odyssey app.
The home of 98 PXY.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, just a heads up, you guys, that there's a potential measles exposure that has been reported right here in Monroe County, stemming from an unvaccinated minor who stayed at the Doubletree on Jefferson Road in Henrietta overnight. This was from June 6th and June 7th. And the latest, I guess it was a child who tested positive for measles in Florida, officials said. So one doctor of the Monroe County Department of Public Health said the overall risk to the general community is low due to the brief stay within the county. However, most people in the community are immune to measles through vaccination or previous infection. So vaccinations are 97% effective for those with two doses, and they say 93% effective for those with just one dose, according to the department. Well, how often do you get a measles shot?
I thought it was just when you were young.
Right?
Maybe I'm...
Does that stay with you forever?
I think you're not. It's just the ones you get when you're born, I think.
Yeah.
I'm not going to get a measles shot anytime soon. I know that for certain. Or like a Gardasil shot, like for the HPV and all of that. Like you had to when you were an adolescent, but I don't know.
I mean, symptoms of measles can appear, they say, 10 to 12 days after exposure. It could take up to 3 weeks, but the disease typically presents itself in two stages, starting with flu-like symptoms. You get a fever, you get a cough, you get a runny nose, along with bluish white spots inside the mouth. The second stage involves a rash that starts at the head and moves itself down the body. the Department of Public Health advises anyone who worked or visited the hotel, the DoubleTree on Jefferson Road, just to monitor their symptoms if they have them and contact their doctor if necessary.
So I guess we just talked about this, but like, is this more so for kids? Like, what vaccines do we get as adults? Like COVID, flu?
Well, you got to get your hepatitis shot.
Do you?
Yeah, that's like once every 10 years.
I don't know. I feel like just as a kid, you were getting more vaccines than ever before because you were obviously a growing girl and boy.
Not a hepatitis, your tetanus shot. My saying.
Not Hep C.
My saying.
Oh my God.
No, your tetanus shot. In case you step on a rusty nail.
The tetanus shot.
Yeah,
for sure.
Of course. Right. You got to get it. But like when
it was like, you got to get your gonorrhea shot. I'm like, that's not it. I don't think that's it.
You got chicken pox growing up, right?
Yes.
I had them really bad.
I was ripping the carpet out with my teeth. That's how irritated and itchy I was. I was throwing my body on the ground and ripping the carpet out with my teeth. So that's barbaric, but
no, yeah, right. I completely forgot where I was going with this after that comment. So I guess it doesn't even matter at this point.
Dead.
Thank you so much for that. Have you ever loved something this much that you and your spouse decided, you know, your significant other, we're going to retire and then we're going to spend all of our free time doing this one thing?
I can't, guys. Guys.
Sounds like an adventure.
Judy and Mike are really on the road trip of a lifetime, and you'll never guess where they're going and for what reason and how many of these locations they are hitting up. We'll tell you what it is and try and relate in any sense coming up next.
PXY is free.
And always will be.
It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. If you had the time and money and actually enjoyed spending this much time with your spouse, would you guys make it a point to visit your favorite place hundreds of times over? The menu doesn't change, but the location does, especially for Judy and Mike McNamara.
Oh my gosh. Perfect. Absolutely nailing it. So they are on a journey to 1,000 butter rolls, and this all takes place at the one, the only, the fabulous Texas Roadhouse. So it is their mission to embark on the great American steak journey with the mission in mind to visit all 681 locations that Texas Roadhouse has to offer across America.
Like, which one did you least enjoy? Probably the one in Henrietta.
Which one gave you the runs? So the reason we're talking about this is because the couple did stop at the West Henrietta Road location on Monday. And then today, they're visiting the Grease Ridge location. So.
They're probably the health department in disguise.
No, literally. It's the witness protection program.
They're going to every location.
No,
I mean, you really,
they could.
Really have to love an establishment to go this many times. I understand you want to make an adventure out of it. You want to travel the country, if you will. But I couldn't eat that many rolls.
I couldn't eat the same thing that many times, I don't think. Especially back to back to back. It's not like they're taking breaks. They're fully. Also,
do you eat anything else in between?
That was my next question. Also, are you paying for it? Or is this enough? Do you have a deal with Texas Roadhouse where you are doing PR for them along the way, or you're logging your journey, or whatever the case may be?
Well, I mean, they started doing this in 2017. So they've been at it for the last 8 years. They're both obviously retired because that's a lot of PTO. Hey, we're heading out again. Going to the Texas Roadhouse in Wisconsin.
Here's the thing. The two areas here that they visited, what was it? Henrietta and Greece?
Yep.
511 and 512 on their list. So they've already gone to over 500 locations before. It's not like Rochester was one of their first stops.
Yeah, their travels have taken them to 49 out of the 50 states. I mean, they're pretty much done. They did it. You can hang up the hat at that point.
They didn't do it quite yet. They still have about 175 more to go.
No.
But it just, first of all, no shade to chain restaurants. at all. But you know how many microwavable pouches they go through a night?
That's so much food. So when they're asked, you know, what's, as a couple, what's your favorite meals? What do you get? When you visit this many Texas Roadhouse locations, what are you getting? And they said their favorite meals were the sirloin, the chicken critters, the herb chicken, the pulled pork, the pork chops, the ribs, and it's always coming with a side salad. God, that's a lot of meat.
It's a lot of meat.
It's just a lot of...
Is there a cardiologist on standby for them in their RV or car or whatever it is that they're traveling in? I pray it's an RV. I don't know that for certain. But this was a big deal. I mean, I saw the photos. They had their own reserved booth.
Yep.
There was a whole... Yeah. They have a hat that everyone's signing. It's a big deal.
Oh, my God. What would you guys... If you had the time and money, what's a place that you would hit up like this? I don't know. I feel like I can do every Domino's in the country. I don't know.
Horrid. Absolutely horrid.
I'm going to die on the toilet, just like Elvis Presley.
No, like, literally.
I'm backed up.
Smashes his head against the porcelain bowl. I mean, listen, I think I would do it with something that maybe isn't around here. So it's more like a vacation. Maybe like... In-N-Out Burger in California, or...
There's a lot of In-N-Out Burgers on the West Coast, so you'd still be hitting up a lot of them. But sure. You want to talk about a limited menu? How many burgers are you going to eat?
I know.
They don't have chicken at In-N-Out Breeze.
It's giving, and I know we don't talk about this man because he's fully in jail and he did really bad things.
Right, Jared.
But Jared. It's giving Jared. You know what I mean? Like... He ate the same sub every single day for a year straight, lost all this weight. Love that moment for him. I can't say that this couple's going to be dropping LBs. I guess that's not really why they're doing it.
That's not the point. I think what this really comes down to, too, is it's really not so much about the food you're eating, but the company you're keeping. And they really like hanging out together. They've been married a long time.
It's about the passion.
You know? It's the same side salad with just different meats. Jamie says every single Cracker Barrel.
Wow.
I want the, I love the rocking chairs.
I do love the rocking chairs.
Kind of similar. Cracker Barrel and Texas Roadhouse. I see the similarity there.
What would you, okay, let's take food out of it. Like, I feel like you could go to every single mall in America and walk it, do a lap.
I don't know if that interests me.
Okay.
I would want to do like, every historic movie theater in the country.
You know, there's a lot of people that do every national park. There's a lot of people that's their goal. That way you're moving to. I mean, that's a great one. You can also start right here.
You know
Rock
what I
cinema.
Yeah. You know what I would like to do? I think Tell there's 130 something locations, something like that. But I would like to go to every Wegmans in the country. To see how they all compare to the ones we have here.
Fair enough.
I would do that.
I think you're going to be a touch disappointed because we have some of the best Wegmans in the nation.
I'd like to see the one in Manhattan and in Brooklyn.
I actually passed it when I was there back in May.
Yeah.
It was massive.
Linda says every museum that's part of the Smithsonian system. Yeah. The Smithsonian.
Yeah, like, of course.
Yes, of course.
I don't know. Listen, not here to yuck anyone's yum. Obviously not my vibe, not my plan, but like that takes a lot of grit, a lot of passion, and a lot of butt wipes. I'll tell you that much.
A lot of dude wipes. But hey, congratulations to Judy and Mike McNamara that stopped by every Texas Roadhouse location almost in the country. Good for them. I like to see their cholesterol levels. You know what I'm saying?
98PXY.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Does anyone think it's weird that my 14-year-old son and I still hold hands in public?
Yes, everyone thinks that's weird.
How old is too old to continue to hold mommy and daddy's hand in public? Actually, how old is too old to refer to your parents still as mommy and daddy?
We're not going to keep having the same discussion.
We had to take this segment off the shelf and dust it off this morning for a special edition of Creepy or Cute. 585-252-9800. If you think this is creepy or cute, Clarissa from Henrietta writes in and says, "Hi, Moose and Breezy. I honestly never thought I'd be in this spot, but I need your opinion on something." Okay. "Sometimes while out and about, my son will take my hand and stroll aside, side by side with me. I'm not uncomfortable. He's clearly not uncomfortable, so I never questioned it. Also, no, my son is not on the spectrum or anything. He just likes the attention, I think. My husband mentioned to me that it might be kind of weird and it looks creepy to other people. This completely baffled me because, WTF, my son is at least a whole head taller than me and apparently looks like I'm a little creeper. Then he also said I should look up how it might affect our son's mental slash emotional growth. What do you think? I don't want to discourage anything because, personally, I like it. What mother wouldn't appreciate it? And not in a creepy way, but he's my teen boy, and he still loves me, and he's clearly not embarrassed by me."
Yeah, that's the delicate balance, right? Of, like, your kids still love and respect you as human beings before they get to their horrid teenage years.
Sure.
But how far is too far?
Right.
How much love can we really receive?
She says, "Be honest, is there something weird about this, or is it my husband being a little jealous?" Okay, what do you guys think? Creepy or cute? 585-252-9800. You got a mom and her son. He's 14 years old. He's taller than her. They're holding hands in public. Looks a little off, if you ask me. I'm going with creepy on this one.
Listen.
Breeze?
Listen, it might be an anxiety thing, and I'm going to go, not cute necessarily, but justified. I mean, like, I still hold my mom's hand in public sometimes. It's not weird. I'm 31.
No, you. Of course, it's not weird coming from you, right? Nothing not you do all. Is weird.
No, not at all.
It's all justified.
It's all justified.
100%. Right.
I'm just saying I can put myself in that teen's shoes, essentially. That's what I'm saying.
No, you can't.
I can because I've been there. I've literally been there.
Yeah, but I mean.
And I actually still am. So I can actually relate more than anybody. Ever.
I don't think it looks as weird though, Breezy, if you and your mom are holding hands like at the carnival and you're swinging hands back and forth. You know, women do that all the time with each other. But like a mom and her son, he's growing up. I don't know. Does anyone else think this is a little weird?
I guess the only standard that exists is the double standard.
All day long. Sherry says, I'm honestly a little weirded out by it, so I'm going with creepy on this one. I get loving your kid, but at a certain age, I think the kids need space to grow up a little bit.
That's kind of a messed up thing. She's like, I get loving your kid until a certain age, and then it's time to stop loving them.
No, but at a certain age, you got to give them space. I agree with that.
But if they're not the ones who want space, and then that brings them comfort.
You got to set some boundaries.
Literally just
ew, come on, get off me.
I mean, listen, we just talked last week or 2 weeks ago about that kid crawling into bed with his dad or whatever it was.
Yeah, he was 16.
I mean, that's a little strange, and you got to work that out, but... I mean, something as harmless as holding a hand? Come on.
Don't you think this kid is walking down that same line?
Crawls into bed with mom. Mom, move over. You're stealing the covers.
Andrew says, no, creepy. I'm a dad, and I think I'd feel strange if my 16-year-old son held my hand. This might be a sign he's struggling, but then again, wouldn't be the first. Wouldn't be the first time my son's struggling. Jen says, no, I think it's a little creepy, this kid. Is not your plus one or your date. He's your son. Do you still cut his steak for him too? Let the kid grow up. You still cutting his steak there? Clarissa?
The steak. I've seen it with my own two eyes. If you cut your son's steak and there's no cutoff, their wife will be doing that in the future.
Oh, interesting.
I've seen it with my own eyes. It gives me the ick.
You mean it makes you uncomfortable?
It makes me uncomfortable. Sorry, I need to mature my language. It makes me uncomfortable. Yeah, it's wild.
Hey, Clarissa, cut the umbilical cord already. This is honestly creepy. Vicky says, I hope my 9-year-old son still wants to hold my hand when he's 14. This is totally wonderful. Your husband needs a reality check. Let children be children as long as they can. Sounds like a Michael Jackson quote.
This person goes, she should give him a bath while she's in it. Okay. It's just too much. It's too far.
Okay, I think we're going to go with probably creepy on that one, too. Right, of course. Jamie says, I'm honestly a little jealous. Sounds like you're a great mom. Don't let anyone make you feel bad. Okay, Jamie's going with cute on this one, too.
But it could also just, like, I don't know. I think I'm just trying to play devil's advocate so hard because it could go so far the other way where you could have a kid who is a monster and truly hates your guts and does nothing but yells at you and hates your existence, and you could breathe the wrong way and they could be...
It could be black and white all day long.
To you.
Right, of course. It could be very black and white.
And that's the majority of teenagers.
But there always has to be... a healthy balance, right?
Take it while you can, is my opinion.
I mean, you've seen my cousin. That kid's 14 with a full beard.
Yeah, that's scary.
Yeah, right? Would that look weird in public?
He looks like a car salesman.
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, for mom, you got to worry about explaining to everyone who this person is. Is this your significant other? No, it's my son.
Oh. Nobody's doing that. Nobody's coming up to her saying, you and your husband are so cute together.
You want to bet?
Yes, I will.
Yeah, you'd be surprised. Steve says, I'm going with creepy on this one. I'm sorry, but I think it's bizarre that your teenage son is still holding your hand in public. Are you preparing him to live in your basement forever? It's a great question, Steve.
I think a conversation just needs to be had. I think you need to sit down with your son and just genuinely ask, why is it that you still want to hold my hand? I have no problem with it whatsoever, but is it a fear thing? Is it anxiety thing? Is it you just genuinely love me? Like,
yeah, what's going through a 14-year-old kid's head? I mean, if you guys are listening right now, if you have a 14-year-old son, are you still hold their hand? I genuinely want to know why.
This person says the son is taking the mom's hand. What is she supposed to do? Bat it away? Not creepy at all.
Yeah, I would bat it away. Yeah, I would totally bat it away.
Breaks all of his fingers. Get away from you, freak.
It's like, what are you doing? We're in public.
It's like, Mom.
Tanya says, I get loving your kid, but there's a fine line between affection and smothering. Just let him be his own person. I don't think it's kind of creepy. I don't think it's kind of cute either. I'm in the in-between. Well, you got to pick a side, Tanya.
Which one is it, coward?
You got to pick a side. Which one are you on? If you guys are just tuning in right now, that's the message we got from Clarissa, who says that she wanted to know, is it creepy or cute that her and her 14-year-old son still hold hands in public?
Mm-hmm. I'm going to say not creepy.
Right.
I'm going to say you do you. This person says, I think Breezy has a good point about the kid having anxiety. Public could be tough for some people or some situations. It's true. I mean, just ask the questions instead of running to two schmucks on the radio. Although we do love the content.
Yes, we do. We can't.
I think it's something that you're looking way too far into, and with no help of Moose whatsoever, of him being like, he's going to live in your basement forever. It's fine. Okay. It's fine. It's all going to work itself out. It always does.
Hey, listen, if her husband's concerned and he's the one saying, you know, you're affecting our son's mental, emotional growth, then, you know.
It's not like she's the one taking his hand and be like, hold mommy's hand now.
You don't know that. You don't know if she's initiating it. It's a possibility. They're probably used to it.
She just said.
I'm sure she encourages it once in a while, right?
No, if that's you're what going they're so far off the grid.
I'm just saying, if that's what they're comfortable in doing, it becomes a habit.
You don't know that for certain.
This kid, I'm telling you, he's going to start sleeping with his parents. Mom, dad, can you guys move over? Same way that 16-year-old did the other week on the show. And the dad was like, I don't know. Is this weird? Yeah, it's a little weird, Frank.
You being the big spoon to your son? Yeah, it's a little strange, Richard. Thank you so much.
The big spoon. All right, we're going to wrap this one up this morning. I love Creepy or Cute. I really thank you.
Haven't done it in years. So much. It's my favorite segment.
I love this segment. Thank you so much, Clarissa, for the message. A majority of people so far that weighed in, at least, said it was a little creepy. But like Breezy said, go ahead. You do you. But I would have a conversation, an open-ended conversation of why he feels the need to hold your hand when you're in public. If it's an anxiety thing, fine. No problem. At least you know. It's PXY Mornings. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Join Moose and Breezy anytime. Anytime.
Call or text 585-252-9800.
Number one hit music station.
98 PXY.
Listen, being a dog parent or a cat parent or just a pet parent in general can be expensive. And that's why our friends at Lollipop Farm are helping you out with free resources come tomorrow. Free vaccines for your dogs and cats will be available tomorrow at one of those many pet care events that they're hosting there. And they're also providing several resources as well, like pet food, supplies, educational information, and so much more to those owners. So those vaccines obviously are super important for protecting dogs against rabies and cats against rabies as well. So that will be held tomorrow through Lollipop Farm, but the clinic itself will be held at Glad Tiding Church on Culver Road from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. It's not an appointment-based thing. It's just first come, first served. If you have any questions, you can ask the staff there. But, I mean, listen, anyone who owns an animal knows it's not a cheap thing to finance at all.
And you know how we've been talking about on the show, I've been wanting, you know, I've gotten the itch to get a dog.
Sure.
Which would be irresponsible on my part.
Correct.
While I discovered the best of both worlds. Lollipop Farm offers a doggy day out.
Mm-hmm.
I can just go and spend a day with a dog. I pick it up from the shelter. We go out. We have the time of our life together. And then I bring it back. I say goodbye forever.
That's great.
And it just offers a person a chance to experience what it's like to have a dog without, you know, the long-term commitment.
If I know anything about you, you're a big tester guy. Big tester.
Yeah.
You do this with your little brother. You're going to do this with an animal.
My niece, my nephews.
Maybe you could test out a girlfriend every now and again.
Yeah.
Bring it back by the end of the day.
Yeah. So Lollipop Farm, if you start you know, doing Women Day Out. Like, hit me up.
Not us doing a new contest.
Come through.
Oh my gosh.
All right, coming up on the show, we're going to talk to a woman by the name of Elizabeth. She's in a, I don't know if you would consider this a cutthroat business, but when your coworker is allowed to steal from you right under your nose, I would imagine you're going to do everything you possibly can to try and get back what's rightfully yours.
Correct.
And she says the first day on the job was an absolute nightmare because the person that is supposed to be training her stole from her right under her nose.
It's really not good.
The full story from her coming up next on PXY Mornings.
Man. Hi.
Pretty cutthroat business when your coworker is allowed to steal your tip right from under your nose. It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. We have Elizabeth on the phone with us who says she needs some advice on what the next steps are for getting this money back that a customer specifically left her. If you are a server, if you work in the restaurant industry, give us a call. 585-252-9800. Hey, good morning, Elizabeth.
Good morning. Hi. Thank you so much for having me.
No problem. So you had a really tough go on your first day, yeah?
Okay. My first day.
Also, like, are you going to continue working at this place after this one thing happened to you? Because I don't know if I could.
Yeah, I'm really questioning it. That's why I'm calling. I just, like, don't know who else to talk to about it. But I want people to know. So thank you so much for, you know, offering for me to come on.
Yeah, no, I found this to be extremely interesting. I'm wondering how many of our listeners this has actually happened to as well. Tell everyone what happened, like you told us in your message.
Okay, so I just started this new job as a waitress. It's my first week, so I'm still doing the training thing. I'm trying to learn everything. I'm trying to, you know, do everything right. It's been, that part is always super stressful, but, you know, I've been giving it my all, trying my best. Uh-huh. And last Thursday, I had my first real table, like, on my own.
Okay.
And it was great. It was this really sweet family, some of the literally the nicest people I've ever met. And I don't know, we just connected. We just liked each other a lot. And they were joking with me and asking me about my goals and my life. And, you know, at the end, they were like, you have great energy and we're so proud of you for working so hard. They were so nice.
That's nice of them.
Yeah. And the nicest part is they left me $1,000 tip.
Holy shnikes.
Damn.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought it was a mistake. I was like, you know, trying to grab them and be like, are you sure? And they hugged me on the way out and they were like, no, we did this on purpose. They wanted to bless someone and that I reminded them of their daughter. It was sweetest.
This is the best first day ever.
I'm trying to think back to my server days. I think the most I ever got was like $100, which is still, oh my God.
A lot. Yes. I know. Well, yeah, this was the biggest tip ever I've ever gotten.
What was going through your head besides, did you make a mistake? Like,
yeah,
thinking about all the stuff you're going to do with that money?
Oh, for sure. For sure. At first, I was like, no way. You know, I got to get them their money back or make sure I correct this on the receipt. And then when they said it was, you know, on purpose, I was like, what am I going to do with this?
Yeah. You're like already making plans. You're investing money everywhere. Yeah.
Exactly.
And then I know for certain that when you get an astronomical tip like that, it has to be overrode by a manager because there's, you know, there's
Is that right?
Yeah. So like if over 50% has to be approved so they know that you're not just changing the tip amount.
Exactly. So, yeah. Exactly. So that's why I'm calling because my training manager took the whole tip and said it's because I'm still in training and I'm like, quote unquote, not allowed to accept tips yet.
Oh, come on. He didn't even give you half? He didn't even split half of it with you?
Yeah, he said it goes to the house. There was no explanation, nothing in writing. He just took it and I'm humiliated. I feel mad. I don't understand because I worked my butt off that night. And the customers, they wanted me to have that money. Like, they literally
they gave it
told
to
me.
Yeah, well, hold on. Yeah. Elizabeth, first off, I'll bleep it out. Where is this? Where are you working right now? Where did this take place?
I work at...
Yeah, there
that's
it is.
That's really... that's shameful of them.
Also, mm-hmm. it's so, oh my gosh, this is so insane. Because anybody who has worked in the industry knows that your personality carries you through. Mm-hmm. And your personality is what gets you tipped. It's what gets you these connections,
right.
money, mm-hmm. whatever the case may be. I mean, it could have been a non-monetary thing, and it could have been like, hey, we want you to come work for us. You never know who you're going to meet in these situations.
That's right.
This is just insane to me.
Be honest with us. Did you go outside and slash your training manager's tires?
I thought about it.
There it is.
I don't know. I mean, you know how when you go to a job interview and they're like, hey, picture this scenario. You are in Wegmans and you find $100 on the ground. What are you going to do with that $100? Every single time they want you to say, turn it in. Of course, well, you tell them what they want to hear. But when they don't share those same morals and values of who they're, you know, interviewing, that's not – listen, I get there's laws around wages and tips and all that stuff, but like – if you were fully taking over this table as like your first table and your training manager or whoever you were shadowing kind of stepped aside and your personality got you that $1,000 and for them to not even give you a cut,
that's what I'm saying.
Makes me sick to my stomach.
So now what?
Yeah. I don't know. I'm just wondering, like, is that even legal? Like, everyone I've talked to at work is just too scared to speak up. And I'm pissed, you know, like I feel robbed. Sure. I feel like I need advice on like, what am I supposed to do at this point? Can I go about getting that money back? Like, how do I go about getting it back? I need some help.
It sucks that even on your first day, you already want to take legal action. That's unfortunate. 585-252-9800. Let's help our girl Elizabeth out here. What does she do in a situation like this? And does she even have the ability to even fight this, or rules are rules? There's nothing you can do. She made $1,000 tip. Training manager took the whole thing. If you guys, I know we got a lot of people that are in the service industry or servers or waiters, what have you, please weigh in.
Here's the thing. I mean, you don't want to be a pain in the ass your first minute on the job, but at the same time, if you don't think you're going to stay there, I would make as much noise as possible and figure, I don't know, use your resources. That's just my opinion.
But. I know, not to mention, this place, they don't even have the best cutlet in town, so it's no loss.
I agree.
Okay.
And very angry bartenders, but these things happen.
All right, Elizabeth, we'll get to some messages coming in right now. Thanks so much for your story. I really appreciate you coming on the show.
Thank you. Thanks for your help.
All right, no problem.
Bye.
So tough.
That's so tough.
I don't know how true this is. I got a text message coming in right now from Sarah that says, tell Elizabeth to go to the New York State Department of Labor website. That sounds shady and possibly illegal. She deserves to be paid. She can file a complaint. And then what? They go to the training manager? We're having a $1,000 tip.
Right.
Oh, it's at the Barrel of Dolls. We spent it. I'm so sorry.
I'm so sorry.
Let's take some calls here. We have Karen on the line. Good morning, Karen. You're live.
Hi, I'd be furious if I were that family that gave her that money.
Sure.
Well, that's, yeah.
She needs to out the place. She needs to somehow get the family's information and reach out to them and let the family call the restaurant and fight for her.
You know, it's interesting you say that because we got a text from Kevin coming in that says, I would track down that family on social, not to ask for more money, but to let them know what happened because I bet they raise hell for her.
Absolutely. They want her to have that money, not some random person that works at the restaurant.
Yeah.
I'd be pocketed the whole
thing. If I were that parent, that family. Yeah.
Yeah. She worked hard for that $1,000 tip. And the dude came and pocketed it.
That's insane.
See ya. Yeah,
something they connected with her and they wanted to bless her with it, you know,
right.
Whatever the conversation was.
Right.
They felt like she was struggling and they wanted to help her.
Yeah.
I'd
no.
be livid if I were that family.
100%. They robbed her blind. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it, Karen. Thank you. Let's go over to Lexi. This is why people don't stay in the service industry. She deserved that blessing. I'm so mad for this girl right now. Zoe says, hi, good morning, Moose and Breezy. I'm a former waitress. This happened to me too. Management pocketed a huge tip I got during my training week. Never saw a dime.
Wow.
Is that the rules? When you're training,
listen,
you can't get tips?
I mean, I don't know if it's the rules like by New York State law, but your training wage is different than your server wage. So obviously you're making significantly more per hour when you're training because you're not technically serving. So there's all these rules and laws, obviously. I think a server, unless it's changed, last time I checked, makes like $5 an hour.
Yeah.
Because of the tips that come up to it. So the training is probably 15, 20 maybe. I don't know.
What's the biggest tip you've gotten? $100?
Yeah, I think so.
So when you get a tip, I've never worked in the service industry in a restaurant. You have to take that tip and you have to split it throughout the house.
No, you have to split your overall tips in general. So like I had, like at the end of the night, say I raked in $300 in tips.
Right.
I have to take that $300 and my, I don't know if it was 4%. So I'd owe like...
You have to give some of it to like the cooks and
yeah,
the
so you have to
dishwasher.
Give up like 4% or 2% or whatever it is to cover the hostess, the busers.
Got it.
Things like that.
Hey, good morning, guys. Wait, so she does all the work, earns the tip with her energy, her kindness, and then it just disappears to the house? That's theft. Yeah, there's some pissed off people. Because imagine if you were in her shoes. Especially it's your first day. Now you have just a bad taste in your mouth of what the culture is like at this restaurant.
Yeah, I mean, that's not somewhere I would want to work for. I probably wouldn't go back, honestly.
I know, and you already hate this place.
No, I literally do.
All right, guys, we got to take
a
quick break.
Now that I know what I know, I will never be back.
But we do have a couple of people who are like, hey, listen, she needs to ask for the policy in writing. If they can't produce it, she has every single right to report them. That came in from JC. It's PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. Be right back.
98 PXY.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Need to get something off your chest? Go on, try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. My coworker should stop whistling Taylor Swift songs. He's not paid to be a canary. Two eggs in your omelet? Whoa, settle down, Rockefeller. I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show. There, I said it. Now, doesn't that feel better? BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There, I Said It on the number one hit music station. 98
PXY. All right, feel free to share your unpopular opinions this morning. 585-252-9800 to clear
the air, baby.
Our friend Gianna is weighing in first this beautiful Tuesday morning. She says, group texts need to be banned. I hate them more than cats. It's constant chaos, and it makes me so mad. There, I said it. All right, that's one person that doesn't enjoy the group chats. Got it.
And there it is. A group chat is, it's a lot. It's a lot.
It'd be a lot. But then again, that's you. Every time you have to go to another bachelorette party,
no.
You and 20 girls
Thank
in the group
God,
chat.
I think it's over. It's over. Gotta be. The sun is set.
Thank goodness.
There might be one more, but other than that, I think we're good. This person says, I think tattoos are ugly. There, I said it. I don't care if it's a tribute. I don't care if it's your favorite design. They're ugly. Lee.
My favorite tattoos are the baby faces. Somebody is going to ink up their body, and pay tribute to whoever. It's usually a little baby, and it looks nothing like the child.
20 years later, their nose is just sagging.
It's my favorite.
Yeah.
I like your dog. Is that a pug? It's my niece.
Yeah, that's my niece.
Anyone still wearing Crocs needs a fashion intervention. I am beyond embarrassed by grown adults who wear these. There, I said it. I've never been a Croc guy. Never owned a pair.
Never.
You have, right?
I love Crocs. I still do. I still have Crocs.
I've never owned a pair.
My girlfriend's a big Croc girly.
I just don't see the support. With my flat feet, I don't think they could be comfortable.
Nurses wear them all day.
Yeah. Maybe I can try them. They do have little accessories.
I actually identify as a nurse, so I'm perfect. this person says, traveling isn't always life-changing. Sometimes it's just expensive and exhausting. There, I said it. You're not wrong. You're not wrong.
Jackie says, people who pay extra for water like Fiji just because they think it's a flex are some of the worst people I know. Water is water. And if you want to drop $10 on H2O, you go right ahead. But don't act like you're saving the planet. There, I said it. I take Jackie.
Jackie's in the house this morning. Love it. Speaking of flexes, this person did not tag their name, but they're coming from my throat. So cue it.
For a letter rip.
They said this is for Breezy specifically, but being constantly busy isn't a flex. There, I said it. Some people treat being overworked like a badge of honor. I haven't slept in 3 days. I'm too busy to eat. It's not impressive, and it shows you have poor boundaries.
This was all said last week. I said the same thing. I told you, it's not a flex.
Me?
Yeah, it's not a flex. Well, somebody had texted it in. It wasn't directly from me, but I did agree.
Mm-hmm.
You know when to relax.
Trust me.
You know when to relax.
I will burn myself out for 7 days and then won't leave the bed for three.
Right.
It's a beautiful art I play with myself.
She likes to rot. I think mine for today is people who take 10 photos of their food before eating, they're the real reason restaurants have to wait 45 minutes to get your order. There, I said it. And I'm guilty of food pics. I'm not lying about that.
Why would that have anything to do with you getting your order?
It has everything to do with it.
Why?
Think about it, Breeze.
The food's already out.
No.
What?
Other people, they're holding other people up.
You mean to sit down, probably.
I mean, I've taken pictures of my food, but I do it on the first try. That's it. I love when boyfriends are sitting there with their girlfriend waiting to eat. But she's got to do we need the photo session.
I think I'll piggyback off of that one today. Here's the sitch. We talked about this a little bit yesterday about the iPhone and the new camera and all that stuff. I believe in my heart and soul 90% of the photos that you take or screenshot, you will never look at again. There, I said it. The concert videos, the food pics. We're all constantly snapping shots. For what?
I mean,
for why? For your phone to tell you and show you 5 years from now, look what you did on this day. Don't care.
I go back. I reminisce.
You're a sentimental guy.
Very much
so. Love that for you. But the majority of us, too busy. And you just end up deleting it when your storage becomes full.
Paul says, anyone who says I hate drama but creates it every weekend is the most exhausting person alive. You can't claim to be drama free when you're the center of every single fight. There, I said it. Yeah, you're not wrong about that, Paul. You want to go to the most toxic man in Rochester? Big Ed. What's up, guys? It's Big Ed. Hey, Breezy, what did the ocean say to the beach?
What up?
He didn't say anything. He just waved. Oh, Big Ed, you're a national
hilarious
treasure.
Hilarious.
Keep them coming, buddy. You're a treasure. Let's go over to our friend Heather that says, good morning, guys. There, I said it for today is nothing is more unattractive than tech support guys at work who talk to you like you're stupid instead of helping you fix the problem. I could care less why my browser isn't working. Just fix it.
Literally. I won't go deeper into that.
No, you know why we're laughing, right?
Yeah. I concur.
Well, who else is here? Coworkers who leave the kitchen a disaster and act like they didn't notice should all be fired. And I mean that. There, I said it.
Okay. Whatever.
We do work with some trashy people here upstairs.
I haven't gone upstairs in like 4 years.
I know. It's weird. You don't use the kitchen. I use it every single morning. It's crazy. And then we'll go over to our friend Alicia that says, I think Twix tastes better than Kit Kats. Okay.
Really putting yourself out there for that one, Alicia. Thank you so much.
It's time to get ready for school. You don't want to be late for homeroom.
Connect with PXY Mornings on our socials.
Facebook.
IG.
X.
98 PXY Rochester.
It's Moose and Breezy on 98
PXY. PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Just a heads up that there was a potential measles exposure that had been reported in Monroe County stemming from an unvaccinated minor who stayed at the DoubleTree on Jefferson Road in Henrietta overnight. This was from June 6th to June 7th. And they later tested positive for measles in Florida, officials said. One doctor of the Monroe County Department of Public Health said that the overall risk to the general community is pretty low just due to the brief stay within the county. Most people in the community are immune to measles through vaccination or previous infection. But they're saying vaccinations are 97% effective for those with two doses, 93% effective for those with just one dose, which is still pretty good, according to the department. But symptoms of measles can appear anywhere from 10 to 12 days after exposure. In some people, they noticed it could take up to 3 weeks. So the disease typically will present itself in two stages, starting with flu-like symptoms such as fever, if you have cough, runny nose, along with bluish white spots inside the mouth, which does not sound, that does not sound
fun.
It's
not pleasant.
No. It's not pleasant. Second stage involves a rash. That's going to start at the head and move its way down the body. But the Department of Public Health advises anyone who worked or visited the hotel, the DoubleTree on Jefferson Road, to contact their doctor if necessary, if they do start to see symptoms. You're going to want to monitor those.
Absolutely. Wow. That is something.
Measles outbreak. Coming up on the show, should you put your 15-year-old on birth control? Or is that a green light for something you're not ready for? Some say you're protecting their futures. Others say you're potentially ruining it. We got a message from a mom by the name of Cynthia from Greece who says she has no idea what the right decision is.
Oh.
We'll get to her message, talk about that, coming up next for Parental Confidential on PXY. Cynthia from Greece wants to know, what type of message are you sending your 15-year-old daughter by giving her permission to go on birth control? It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy with another Parental Confidential. Any parent listening ever had to wrestle with this situation sooner than you wanted to? Let us know if you have advice or what your thoughts are on Cynthia's message. She writes in and says, this message is for PXY Mornings. Cynthia from Greece here, and my 15-year-old daughter's doctor maybe suggested putting her on birth control. Not for health issues, but just in case. And honestly, I think it feels a little like I'm green lighting her to be sexually active. It feels so wrong, especially at her age. And don't get me wrong, I want her to be safe and responsible, but I'm worried we're sending the message that sex at 15 is something we're fine with, instead of expecting her to wait until she's older, more mature, or even married. Some people say I'm sheltered, unrealistic, or even putting her in danger by not adding that extra layer of protection. I can't help but feel any parent that gives their daughter, especially at 15, the green light to go on birth control is saying, here, go sleep around. It's okay. You're on birth control. You're protected. It just seems absolutely reckless. Yeah. Do I put her on birth control and hope I'm protecting her? Or do I hold the line and make it clear that I expect her to wait? I honestly want to do the right thing, but I'm not sure what that is. And any advice from anyone who has dealt with this, that would be great. Thank you so much. That's from Cynthia in Greece for parental.
Yeah, the line is there, obviously, and you don't want to cross it. But at the same time, I don't know. I mean, like, listen, I'll talk about my experience just because, I mean, I'm obviously not on birth control now. But when I was younger, I went on it solely for, like, medical reasons. Like,
yeah. You know, how old were you when you started?
Probably like 14 or 15.
Oh, you're young too.
Like, I literally needed it to survive, essentially, because my periods were so unbearable.
Was this suggested by your doctor, though?
Mm-hmm. I did every birth control in the book. I did the shot. I did the pill. I did the ring. All of it. I did it all. And, I mean, if I had to choose, I would choose to not be on it, just because it was so uncomfortable and, you know, it doesn't seem like it, but it takes a lot of responsibility and effort to be on a medication. So if you can look at it from the side of like, hey, this is a very teachable moment for a lot of different reasons. A, I mean, the sexually active of it all, but B,
yep,
remembering to take a pill, because if you don't,
the pill, you got to remember to take it.
You're kind of screwed in the sense of like, you'll get your period like irregularly.
I'm assuming the shot is twice a year, every 6 months?
No, it was once a month.
Once a month?
Yeah. Or maybe it was every week. I don't remember. Well, but
it seems like a lot, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's go over to some text coming in. 585-252-9800. If you're just tuning in for Parental Confidential, Cynthia from Greece wants to know, what type of message are you sending your 15-year-old daughter by giving her permission to go on birth control? Hi, Moose and Breezy. I'm a high school counselor. I say put her on birth control. It's a realistic way to keep her safe. We see way too many pregnant teens. Doesn't mean you're encouraging her to have sex, but just in case, you do want her to be protected. And correct. You know what? I know it seems young at 15, but at the end of the day, is it really in 2025?
I mean,
kids are sexually active starting at what? 14 now? Some sooner? It's crazy.
I think if you're going to put her on the pill, you have to have the conversation and really have a not like an uncomfortable, weird health class kind of conversation, like a genuine conversation, and talk about what this means, what it looks like, what it does. You know what I mean? Because people hear birth control and they're like, they have all these connotations and thoughts around it of, oh, well, you're never going to get pregnant if you're on birth control, or this, that, and the third. And that's just simply not true.
I think you're sending the message that sex is a fallback. I say wait, teach her values, and let her make a choice when she's older. There's no reason for her to be having sex at only 15.
You could ask 100 people this question, and you'd get 100 different answers.
That's what it seems like. Because everybody's different, and you're going to be doing it for the certain reasons. Like you weren't doing it because of, you know.
Banging.
Right. You had issues.
Still do. Yeah, massive issues. And I feel like that's the reality for a lot of young girls because it's like so irregular. And also, like, I feel like society or peer pressure around it, like they hear the word birth control, they're like, ooh, you little hussy. It's like, I'm bleeding out. Like, I'm not good. You know what I mean? I'm not doing well.
Let's go over to Grace. It says, tell this mom not to do it. Giving her birth control says you're fine with sex at 15. Set strong boundaries and let her know you care about her future.
Also, these parents think that you're going to give this girl the pill and she's like, and now I will have sex. That's just simply not how it works.
All right, let me set up my thirst traps I'm out the door.
She goes, and my OnlyFans account is set and ready to go. Like, what? That's not how it works.
You know,
they're going to do it if they want to do it, whether they're on the pill or not. So figure it out.
I was just going to say, if a teenager wants to have sex, they're going to find a way to do it.
They're going to do it.
You can't monitor them 24/7. You just can't do it. Rachel says, I'm a mom of a 16-year-old. We chose birth control after a long conversation. It's not a license for sex. It's peace of mind and a way to avoid life-changing mistakes.
Yeah. This person says, you should probably put her on it simply because kids will do whatever they want to do, pill or not. Taking the pill is just an extra precaution. True?
Yes, it does. Good morning, Moose and Breezy. I would say no on this one. I say no. Giving her birth control this young just normalizes sex before maturity. And you got to teach her to wait and respect herself first. Well, you could still have sex and respect yourself.
Right.
It just depends. This reminds me. I had a couple of years back, I had a girlfriend, an ex, who was taking the pill. And she got so upset with me because she wanted to get a cat. And I was like, you're not doing it. I'm allergic. She's like, I could take a pill every single day. And you can't take one allergy pill where I can get a cat? I was like, no, my hands are tied. I can't do it. She goes,
I don't understand the correlation. That was a horrible analogy on her part.
Well,
that's a horrible argument.
I don't know. I guess it made sense. She's like, how come women could take a pill every single day? Now I'm asking you just to take an allergy pill so I can get a cat and you can't do it.
And you wouldn't do it.
I'm like, it seems like a lot of work.
And that was the demise of the relationship.
Let me go over to
She's
Julia.
She's like living with five cats now.
I'm not a cat guy. You know that, Breeze. Julia says, if they can decide to have sex, they can decide to do it safely. I can't imagine why you deny your daughter birth control. Whether you like it or not, like we said, teens will always find a way to have sex if they really want to. Put that girl on the pill if you don't want to be a grandma in a year or two. Simple as that.
Simple as that.
And how would a...
You guys, you can't... First of all, you can't change someone's mind. If they think they're going to do it, they're going to do it. And if you think they're going to do it, then you can live the life like that. But it also comes down to just like... having trust and open communication with your daughter. Also, not to go there, but I'm going to go there. Protecting her against dangerous situations, period, point blank.
Yeah, something you definitely have to worry about today.
That is out of your control.
Yeah, those are all things you have to worry about today.
Sorry, but like if you're going to sit there and be like, same. Anyways, thank you so much.
You will respect my authority.
Yes, we absolutely will, Breezy. Thank you so much for that. Oh, by the way, too, I mean, when you went on it, did your parents ever have a conversation with you once you went on it? Or they're like, no, you know, you're just doing it for medical reasons.
They're like, you're gay, so it's all good. No, I went on it just because I knew I had to because I was literally unwell. There was no like realm in my mind of me going on this pill to have sex. And that's the other thing.
Sure,
it's like,
I get that.
All these people are like, this might be the case. It might not be, though. It might not be.
It may not be. I don't know. Cynthia, did this help at all? I mean, because, listen, you can ask this question, like Breezy said, to 100 people. You're going to get 100 different answers. So it really comes down to having that serious conversation. If your daughter does go on it, you got to try and set some boundaries with her.
Yeah.
Like, here's why you need to be responsible.
100.
Here's what this means. Yeah. We're going to take a quick break. We'll do another Parental Confidential tomorrow morning. PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, 80 for the high today. Yes, sir. How many of you are familiar with the term hobosexual? This describes someone who enters a relationship primarily to secure housing.
it's a sticky one for sure.
They want housing rather than a genuine emotional romantic connection. This is not a term to be proud of. It's used to describe a social predator who uses intimacy and lies to gain housing. You got to get a roof over your head.
You got to do it.
And you will go to extreme lengths to do it.
It's crazy because in this economy, I mean, this probably is happening more than ever before because people, they're desperate.
And this caught Breezy and I's attention because yesterday after the show, we're looking at a couple of statistics that came in, and homosexuals have increased over 50% in the last decade. Do you want to know why? Because people can't afford houses anymore. They can't afford homes.
They can't afford rent.
Can't afford rent.
They can't be buying houses. They can't afford rent. And it's a tough one.
You know, it got me thinking, what's something you put up with in a relationship just because you need stability?
I go back to think of how much my rent cost when I first moved to Rochester, which was in 2018. And I had two roommates. We each paid $500.
Yeah. That's great.
Which, I mean, yeah.
Three-bedroom house?
Correct. Like a townhouse. And it was great. And then I moved out with my then-girlfriend, and it was like $600 a person.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Whatever. And then I move out on my own, and it's $800 a person. And it got so far up to $1,300. Now I'm living with my girlfriend and her brother. We're back down to like $550, which is great.
It's great, but at what cost?
At what cost?
You know what I mean? Listen,
genuinely,
we're talking years ago. I mean, it's 2025. Times have changed. My first apartment off Park Ave, I was living in a beautiful house. It was just me and my buddy, and our rent was $700 a month. And we split it. I was paying three something. It was something stupid. And I'm like, you know,
come on,
living the dream. Was there for years.
I would cut my left leg off to do that now.
This is an interesting text coming in from Addie. We're asking the question, if you're not familiar with homosexual, it describes someone who enters a relationship to secure housing.
Mm-hmm.
Times are tough.
Addie
says, I was a full-blown homosexual for a minute. I had just lost my job. My lease ended. I had nothing lined up. Started dating this guy I honestly wasn't that into. But he had a spare room and a soft couch.
Mm-hmm.
One thing led to another. Next thing I know, I'm his girlfriend and I'm living there. It was survival mode. Yes, I felt guilty the whole time. But when you're broke and cold, love takes a backseat to heat and Wi-Fi.
It's deception at its finest, obviously. And you feel bad because you might be into this person, obviously, way more than they're into you, the person who, like, has a house and a roof over their head.
Yeah.
And then when it comes time for them to go or you to realize, whatever the case may be, you do feel bad because you're like, they have nowhere to go.
And, you know, this really does come down to survival mode. What are you doing to gain just a roof over your head? What are you doing? You're being intimate and getting in a relationship with someone you don't even like.
And I will say, you know, speaking from experience, yes, it is easier to do life with a partner. You split expenses. Things are cheaper. You have a safety net of someone to fall back on and vice versa to you. But I know that's tempting and all, but you really have to love that person.
Listen.
You really, because
nothing is more awful than coming home to a house where there's no peace and you feel like you're walking on eggshells.
Right.
And, oh my God. I don't want to go home. And so you see some of these people just drive back and forth past their driveway for hours
because
they can't get the courage to go inside.
No.
Talking about some of my friends.
This person says, rent and the cost of housing increase is all fun and games, but when the wages are not increasing at the same rate, that's the issue.
Yeah, couldn't agree more. Rent's going up. Our pay isn't. How many of you have ever moved in with someone mainly because you needed a place to stay? Brittany says, good morning, guys. He had a pool. It's central air. That's it. It was July. I was sweating through my sheets. No regrets, but definitely no sparks either.
But this is the same reason why people get married, to come to the country, to get health insurance, to get life insurance, whatever the case may be. And we're running those ads right now for the national insurance fraud.
Yeah.
Desperate times. People will do desperate measures and become a version of themselves that they never even knew or thought they could be. But it's insane the lengths people will go to.
God, yeah. I remember sharing those stories with you when I was starving. All of a sudden, I'm in a theft. stealing food from grocery stores. I'm doing things, whatever you got to do, survival mode kicks in.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's right, but people do it. Who else is here? What's up, guys? It's Lena. He had a Costco membership. He let me shop on his card. I was 23, and I thought that was the peak of adulthood. Yeah, having a Costco membership, that is a flex.
One of the like most heartbreaking parts of breaking up with someone, like when I was younger, is losing their Netflix subscription.
Sure.
Losing their Amazon subscription.
Right, of course.
I used it 6 months to a year after we broke up.
Yeah.
Finally, they were like, I'm changing the password. Yeah. This is a lot.
Yeah, the heartbreak's real.
This is a lot. I'm like, I wasn't even this sad when we broke up. But
it's the first thing I do is I change all my passwords just in case they have it. You know what I mean? That's the one life, like the one last.
The twist of the knife.
The twist of the knife. Is it petty? Sure.
I was literally using my ex's dad's Spectrum subscription. The worst part is I was living at home. My parents had cable.
I know. Yeah,
I don't know what I was doing.
Still using it. Now people go around. You go on Bumble, the first thing they ask, you know, do you have Hulu? Do you have, you know, Disney Plus?
Oh, yeah. Wait, this is a perfect example. I literally just found, well, I didn't. My girlfriend did. My girlfriend just found my ex's BJ card in my side table. Like, should we go?
I'm sure it expired.
It still works?
Well, you got to. It's an annual membership.
You got to check it out.
It's an annual membership. It probably expired. It's just one of those things, guys. The homosexuals, statistically, it's on the rise. It's increased 50% in the last decade because people need a place to live. What does that say about the country?
This is a PSA to all of our friends on any dating app, Bumble, Tinder, Farmers Only, Christian Mingle.
Coffee meets bagel, plenty of fish.
Just be careful. Be aware. The stats are going up. They're sky high at this point.
That's right. So the question is your partner a homosexual? You got to look out for the signs.
Which are? Them
your
up to the first date with garbage bags?
Avoidance of personal responsibility, lack of motivation. Your partner rarely helps with finances. Things seem to be moving really, really quickly.
Yeah.
Look out for all of those things.
Yeah. It's there's some red flags. Circulating around some people I know.
Good luck out there. PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy. Wake up.
98 PXY's Moose and Breezy invite you to grab your popcorn. Get comfortable in your seat. Because Breezy's about to break down a classic she somehow missed over the last quarter century. It's Breezy's Big Movie Review.
Yesterday on the show, Breezy and I acted out the 2001 film Training Day, starring Denzel Washington and Ethan Hawke. Now, before we get into Breezy's review of the film, which, according to her, she crushed it yesterday, here's a clip of us acting out the scene from the movie Training Day from yesterday's Moosterpiece Theater.
Who are you working for?
Oh, you come on, my man.
Nope. Oh, come on, man.
Oh. The dyslexia is flaring. Oh, come on, man. I don't work for nobody. I'm on disability, man.
Bullcrap. You're cracking and you know it.
I don't sell that stuff no more, man. You know that.
No rocks, huh? Okay.
I'm in a wheelchair, man. Stop playing.
Whose gun is this?
You know damn well that ain't my gun.
Who are you working for?
I told you. I don't work for nobody, man.
Where are the rocks at?
I ain't got nothing on me.
I said open your mouth.
Oh, I told you I ain't got nothing.
How about I stick this pen down your throat? Let's double check. Make sure you're not hiding nothing.
Oh, well, looky. What do we got here?
Don't send me back to jail, man. Please. I'm on disability, man. There ain't no place for me in jail. I'm in a wheelchair. I'm on disability.
And cut. Runs out of the room, even though she's in a wheelchair. Got it. All righty. Well done, Breezy. Thank you so much for putting everything you got into it.
I put my whole back into it.
Here's the breakdown of the film. Police drama. It's about a veteran officer who escorts a rookie on his first day with the LAPD through the tough inner cities with the narcotics unit. Training Day is a blistering action drama that asks the audience to decide what's necessary, what is heroic, and what crosses the line. in the harrowing gray zone of fighting urban crime.
Is this where you lived?
No, I wasn't in downtown L.A. Rotten Tomatoes scored at 74%, although I did hang out there a lot.
This is a
great film. I loved it, but Breezy, it's your review. Did this movie hold up?
I can see why you chose this film, considering the fact that this was like your dream to do like a ride along.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was in L.A. or here or
anywhere.
Where, but
the closest I came was to dating that LAPD officer for a while.
She arrested you a time or two.
Yeah.
She said, let me cuff you. Anyways, this movie was disturbing. It was deeply disturbing. No, it needed help. I want to say it didn't hold up, but at the end of the day, it probably does. Not in my life.
Sure.
But unfortunately, this stuff is going on in and around all over the place.
No, stuff goes around in our city. It just doesn't make the paper. Breezy, yeah. Let's get right into it. Who's your favorite character in Training Day?
To be honest, I don't know if Snoop, like, did more films. Like, is Snoop an actor?
Yeah, Snoop's an actor. He's done a ton of commercials. He's everywhere. But he's done cameos like this in films.
He was my favorite character.
Yeah, he was great.
Only because, well, I crushed it. And he did a good job. He really did do a good job.
I'm sure he appreciates you saying that. Your least favorite, I'm assuming, is Denzel Washington's character.
And I think, you know, just given the fact that he's actually been a convicted felon for a really long time.
Sure.
Well, I don't know if I can say convicted, but he's been a felon. Yeah.
From the streets of Long Beach, California.
Yeah, I just pulled up his long, long track record. Anyways, my favorite character, Denzel Washington.
Really?
Absolutely crushed it.
Yeah, you see yourself in his character, right?
I do. I am him.
What was your favorite scene in the film?
I didn't have many. Let me just put it like that. I'm not really into the guns. I'm not really into the drugs. I'm not gangster.
It's
like
an action drama film. So you're on the edge of your seat a majority of the movie.
I was scared.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was scared. There was a lot of gun usage. There was a lot of cocaine, a lot of money involved, a lot of shooting of the guns.
Did you at least have a favorite line?
I don't know if I can really say it on the radio because there was a lot of swearing.
Right.
But you edited that scene that we did a lot.
Yeah, I had to.
There was a lot of editing. There had to.
Yeah. We had to keep a PG on the air.
They were playing poker, and he was like, I'll stuff you like a turkey.
Sure.
Something.
Yeah. Right.
Good line. Good times.
Definitely a good line.
Also, what? I don't really understand how it ended. Like,
what do you mean?
I don't get it.
Well, Denzel's character pretty much got taken out.
Right.
You know, what's done in the dark will eventually come to light.
Yeah.
From watching this film, if you guys are just joining us, Breezy's reviewing Training Day. Denzel Washington.
Which I thought was Ethan a football Hawk. Movie up until I started it, so.
No, definitely not. Let me ask you, if you learned anything from this film, what's the takeaway?
Don't do drugs.
That's it?
Don't do drugs, and gun safety is important.
Yes, of course it is. Best throwback moment of the film?
Just seeing Snoop Dogg not honestly keeled over. Snoop Dogg's so old. Have you ever seen him in concert?
No, I have not.
I have.
Okay. That's your throwback moment here?
That's my big throwback.
From 2001. That's your throwback. Okay, got it. Thank you so much.
I also really like their sunglasses, too.
Out of 5 popcorn buckets, Breezy, these people were nominated for Oscars for this film. Keep that in mind. What are you giving it out of 5 popcorn buckets?
My hands are tied today, and unfortunately, I have to go with my heart, which is a 1.7.
Your heart is so wrong. Your heart's broken. What a dumb score. But it's your review. I don't care anymore.
98 PXY is free. And always will be.
Speaks White Mornings with Moose and Breezy. We have Elizabeth on the phone with us. And she says she needs advice on what the next steps are for getting this money back that a customer specifically left her as a tip. And guess who took it? Someone she works with.
So tough.
If you are a server, if you work in the restaurant industry, give us a call, 585-252-9800. Elizabeth, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
No problem. So you had a really tough go on your first day, yeah?
Okay. My first day.
Also, like, are you going to continue working at this place after this one thing happened to you? Because I don't know if I could.
Yeah, I'm really questioning it. That's why I'm calling. I just, like, don't know who else to talk to about it. But I want people to know. So thank you so much for, you know, offering for me to come on.
Yeah, no, I found this to be extremely interesting. I'm wondering how many of our listeners this has actually happened to as well. Tell everyone what happened, like you told us in your message.
Okay, so I just started this new job as a waitress. It's my first week, so I'm still doing the training thing. I'm trying to learn everything. I'm trying to, you know, do everything right. It's been, that part is always super stressful, but, you know, I've been giving it my all, trying my best. Uh-huh. And last Thursday, I had my first real table, like, on my own.
Okay.
And it was great. It was this really sweet family, some of the literally the nicest people I've ever met. And I don't know, we just connected. We just liked each other a lot. And they were joking with me and asking me about my goals and my life. And, you know, at the end, they were like, you have great energy and we're so proud of you for working so hard. They were so nice.
That's nice of them.
Yeah. And the nicest part is they left me $1,000 tip.
Holy shnikes.
Damn.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought it was a mistake. I was like, you know, trying to grab them and be like, are you sure? And they hugged me on the way out and they were like, no, we did this on purpose. They wanted to bless someone and that I reminded them of their daughter. It was the sweetest.
This is the best first day ever.
I'm trying to think I'm trying to think back to my server days. I think the most I ever got was like $100, which is still, oh my God.
A lot.
Yes.
I know. Well, yeah, this was the biggest tip ever I've ever gotten.
What was going through your head besides, did you make a mistake? Like thinking about all the stuff you're going to do with that money?
Oh, for sure. For sure. At first I was like, no way, no way. You know, I got to get them their money back or make sure I correct this on the receipt. And then when they said it was, you know, on purpose, I was like, oh, what am I going to do with this?
Yeah. You're like already making plans. You're investing money everywhere. Yeah.
Exactly.
And then I know for certain that when you get an astronomical tip like that, it has to be overrode by a manager because there's, you know, there's
Is that right?
Yeah. So like if over 50% has to be approved so they know that you're not just changing the tip amount.
Exactly. So, exactly. So that's why I'm calling because my training manager took the whole tip and said it's because I'm still in training and I'm like, quote unquote, not allowed to accept tips yet.
Oh, come on. He didn't even give you half? Thing. He didn't even split half of it with you?
Yeah, he said it goes to the house. There was no explanation, nothing in writing. He just took it, and I'm humiliated. I feel mad. I don't understand because I worked my butt off that night. And the customers, they wanted me to have that money. Like, they literally
they gave it to
told
you.
Me.
Yeah, well, hold on. Yeah. Elizabeth, first off, I'll bleep it out. Where is this? Where are you working right now? Where did this take place?
I work at.
That's really that's shameful of them.
Also, it's so. Oh my gosh, this is so insane. Because anybody who has worked in the industry knows that your personality carries you through, and your personality is what gets you tipped. It's what gets you these connections,
right.
Money, whatever the case may be. I mean, it could have been a non-monetary thing, and it could have been like, hey, we want you to come work for us. You never know who you're going to meet in these situations.
That's right.
This is just insane to me.
Be honest with us. Did you go outside and slash your training manager's tires?
I thought about it.
There it is.
I don't know. I mean, you know how when you go to a job interview and they're like, hey, picture this scenario. You are in Wegmans and you find $100 on the ground. What are you going to do with that $100? Every single time they want you to say, turn it in. Of course, you tell them what they want to hear. But when they don't share those same morals and values of who they're, you know, interviewing, that's not – listen, I get there's laws around wages and tips and all that stuff, but, like – if you were fully taking over this table as like your first table and your training manager or whoever you were shadowing kind of stepped aside and your personality got you that $1,000 and for them to not even give you a cut,
that's what I'm saying.
Makes me sick to my stomach.
So now what?
Yeah. I don't know. I'm just wondering, like, is that even legal? Like, everyone I've talked to at work is just too scared to speak up. And I'm pissed, you know, like I feel robbed. Sure. I feel like I need advice on like, what am I supposed to do at this point? Can I go about getting that money back? Like, how do I go about getting it back? I need some help.
It sucks that even on your first day, you already want to take legal action. That's unfortunate. Yeah. 585-252-9800. Let's help our girl Elizabeth out here. What does she do in a situation like this? And does she even have the ability to even fight this, or rules are rules? There's nothing you can do. She made a $1,000 tip. Training manager took the whole thing. If you guys, I know we got a lot of people that are in the service industry or servers or waiters, what have you, please weigh in.
Here's the thing. I mean, you don't want to be a pain in the ass your first minute on the job, but at the same time, if you don't think you're going to stay there, I would make as much noise as possible and figure, I don't know, use your resources. That's just my opinion.
But. I know, not to mention, this place, they don't even have the best cutlet in town, so it's no loss.
I agree.
Okay.
And very angry bartenders, but these things happen.
All right, Elizabeth, we'll get to some messages coming in right now. Thanks so much for your story. I really appreciate you coming on the show.
Thank you. Thanks for your help.
All right, no problem.
Bye.
All right, let's get to some text messages. We got people weighing in that are not happy.
Not happy at all.
I don't blame them.
Yeah.
I feel for Elizabeth. Sarah says, tell her to go to the New York State Department of Labor website. That sounds really shady and possibly illegal. She deserves to be paid. Zoe says, what's up, guys? I'm a former waitress, and this happened to me too. Management pocketed a huge tip I got during my training week. Never saw a dime of it.
That's insane. $1,000 is nothing to wave a stick at. No, $20, $50, all right.
I get it. But when a family comes together and tips you that much, they're definitely doing it for a reason. And I think this is interesting. Kevin is saying, I would track down that family on social, not to ask for more money, but to just let them know exactly what happened. I guarantee you they raise hell for you.
I get it. But also, like, I don't know. They did a nice thing. They were like, let's do this good deed. Let's pay it forward. And now it's turning into just a drama fest.
It already is on her first day.
Like, and now the family's involved. They're like, yeah, you get the family. To, like, be a nice, you know what I mean? It's, I just don't know.
Now they got to go to court. They're just trying to have a nice meal.
Small claims.
And this is why. This is why people don't stay in the service industry, says Lexi. She deserved that blessing. I am so mad for her right now.
Yeah.
So she does all the work, earns a tip with her energy, with her kindness, and it just disappears. Theft.
It's unfortunate. It's unfortunate.
You know? And listen, this restaurant already put a bad taste in your mouth many, many times. This did not help today.
No.
Did it not? All right, well, good luck to our girl, Elizabeth.
I would burn the place in the ground.
Yeah, I know you would. It's PXY Mornings. We'll take a quick break. It's Moose, Breezy Breeze.
Hey, it's Devins. Every afternoon, I've got new songs you might not know yet. Lots of throwbacks you've probably forgot about. And, of course, the biggest PXY hits right now. Come hang with me starting at 3 right here on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.